they're wasps, yeah, they'll sting.
What about something that's supposed to be real bad about stingings? It builds a nest hanging from a tree or something.
Bees?
Are they supposed to sting you really bad? I mean, they'll just... They're kind of big, like a wasp or something. You ever heard of a hornet?
Of a what?
Hornet.
A hornet?
Uh-huh.
Well, they're like a bumblebee.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard them called a hornet, though. The green hornet on the TV.
Uh-huh. But there's no insect around here you call a hornet.
No, not that I know of.
And
we had some black ones that were big black bumblebees, and they grow in hollow logs and trees and hollow limbs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have another one that's nearly as big, and his back end is yellow,
mm-hmm.
bright yellow. And he grows in the ground. And you find one when you're building a fence and leave him alone.
Yeah.
Because you stir up a hornet's nest when you... Those are called stirring up a hornet's nest, but the Mexicans call them... He caught this. We just call them bumblebees. But they sting, and man, they sting like the dickens. But I've never seen a green hornet.
Mm-hmm.
But they do have these, I guess these are called hornets.
Those ones that build the nests
in the ground. And I guess the ones in hollow trees are too.
Mm-hmm.
But they're big, big black ones, they're that big. On that tree right there, it's got on real hot days, they have a yellow flower and it turns into a pod. On a real hot day, they pop
mm-hmm.
and they snap. You can sit here and listen to them snap. And the bumblebees used to hang around those a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They get a lot of, I guess they make honey like the ones in the ground make honey just like bees.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so hard to get around, you better leave them alone because man, they're, but I've heard of people getting honey out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be very good.
Say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask.
My husband.
And he would say, talking about her, I have to ask.
My wife.
Any joking ways that have...
The old lady.
Uh-huh.
The old man.
And a woman whose husband is dead is called a...
A widow lady or a widow.
Okay. And if her husband just left her, then she'd be a...
A grass widow.
And the man whose child you are, he's your...
Father.
And his wife is your...
Mother.
And together they're your...
Parents.
What did you call your father? Or what did people...
Well, I called my father Papa most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Owen did too. But my kids don't know who I am. I'm Buck. All of them call me, even the little father, 2 years old, he calls me Buck. He has the others call me Buck, and he calls me Buck.
When did you get that nickname?
When I was 10. I was a little past 10 years old, and we went hunting, and I killed a deer.
Mm-hmm.
And I bragged about the buck that I killed so much that everybody said, well, here comes, we're going to hear about old Buck again. Here comes old Buck, and here comes, and it just stuck with me.
What about your mother? What did you call her?
Mama.
And your father's father would be your...
My grandfather.
And his wife would be your...
Grandma.
What would you call them?
Grandparents.
I mean, you were talking to the witch.
Well, I never talked to them. They were all dead when I came along. I knew my grandfather,
uh-huh.
but I didn't know him. He was just Grandpa, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Grandpa, you called him Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
But he was very straight-laced. He didn't like Grandpa. You called him Grandfather. He was kind of very, very distant.
Mm-hmm.